So, I remember as a child, one of my very first experiences of so many. I remember, I guess I was about 2 or 3 years old, maybe younger than that, I'm not quite sure. I remember living in this really small house with my mom and my dad, and my brother was just born. And I remember this, what I thought as a child was this green, tall witch that would come and get me out of my bed while I was sleeping in the middle of the night. And this happened to me quite a few times with this witch. And she would come and she would wake me up and she would take me. And I remember this one specific time where my mom, she was standing in the kitchen, which was sort of connected to the living room, which there was a hallway that went from the living room that was connected with the kitchen to 2 back rooms, which was my bedroom and my mother's bedroom and the bathroom. And the witch came and she got me, or she or he or whatever, which now I think was a reptilian because it wore this long black thick cloak and it was really tall and lean. And to me, as a child, it looked like a witch. And like what I thought it was a witch, is because, I don't know, the movie The Wizard of Oz was out at the time, and I remember my mom would make me watch this movie over and over and over again. And so eventually it became one of my favorite movies. So every time this witch would come along, that's what I was projected as, I guess, as a witch, because that's the only thing that I ever seen that I was kind of terrified of was a witch, because I guess it was because of this movie. And so I guess that was kind of what I related this thing to. And the time that I'm telling you about that I remember in great detail, the witch came and got me out of my room, and my mom was standing there in the kitchen. And I know she was cutting up some kind of vegetables or something, but it was like she couldn't even see me. I remember screaming for her, you know, help me, mom, look, she's taking me. And she didn't flinch. It was like she didn't hear me at all, like she didn't see me at all. And I remember the feeling at the time, like abandonment almost, at the time, like she's not going to save me from this witch. And I remember screaming for, I can feel myself screaming so loud, and it was like she couldn't see me at all. And so the witch goes on to tell me, she can't hear you, and she's not going to hear you, and I'm going to take you away for a while. And that's what happened, but I can't remember anything past this witch taking me each time. So I was really, really terrified as a child, you know, wondering when the switch would come back and get me again, because basically she told me and it was really evil, the witch of whatever it was, which I believe now, but I did a lot of research on what's been happening in my life. I believe that it was a reptilian. And it would come and it would get me and it would take me to wherever it would do. But yeah, I can't get past the part where the witch takes me and where it takes me to. And or how I get back. So I remember being a child, and I remember I couldn't sleep well at all. And I remember just wanting to put these happy, happy thoughts into my head. I was thinking of My Little Pony, Care Bear, and different little cartoons, like happy cartoons, because everything in me kept going back to The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch. And knowing that the witch is trying to get me in the middle of the night, and nobody was doing anything about it. So it was a really, 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 really terrifying experience to me as a child. And that's just the ball of your number on that.
Okay.